Thomas, just tell me what you saw last night, and more importantly, what made you go out in the first place?
I mean, it was almost like part two of, you know, the George Floyd riots here in West Philly. I mean, hellfire and brimstone. Mm. When I got to the corner, all I saw was smoke, fire, dumpsters on fire, police cars on fire. I went out there because, I mean, let's face it. Nowadays, we got some hard-headed kids that, you know, need a little extra love. You know what I mean? My wife and I, you know, with the Blackwell Culture Alliance, we, you know, mentor young children. I'm a teacher. I teach elementary school. So, you know, I hold kids dear to my heart, man. I mean, you can see from my four-year-old, like, I just went out there, man, to try to ease the tension between the young guys and what they were feeling about the police. People forget that we're angry. We're angry right now, man. We're seeing one of us get gunned down every single day by a police officer, white or black, and getting away with it. You know, remember, that's the first thing we think of when we hear a police officer has shot another unarmed man, or, you know, situation like yesterday, you know, rest in peace to Mr. Walter Wallace. 27 years old, mental illness, shot 12 times in front of his mother. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? Mm-hmm. Why does it happen?
Mm-hmm. That's the bigger question, isn't it? Why it happened? Why they shoot him?
Now you got to talk about, you know, you got to think about training. You have to think about police training. How are they utilizing their training? Are they utilizing their training? You know, are they being trained methods to handle, you know, individuals who have mental illness? You know, what policies and procedures do they have to actually go in and not draw guns on people who may be deemed a threat, but they're given extra information like, listen, this man's pretty sick, you know. He's not really a threat to you. You know what I mean? I mean, there's just so many other ways that I believe the police department can do things, you know, and we have to start, you know, investing in those things.
I heard people describe last night and this morning that it's like a war zone. I mean, you, as we're talking, you're hearing the helicopters over top. Is war zone an accurate word to use?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you know, yes, we have a lot of great Philadelphia police officers in the city. But at the end of the day, we have a lot of bad ones. Mm-hmm. And the bad ones tend to make the good ones look bad. Last night, for the first time in my life, I saw police officers who actually wanted to fight civilians. Mm. It was almost, you know, it was almost like a tug of war of, you know, who was the strongest. At times, you know, our youth and, you know, people that were out here, you know, protesting and, you know, because that's what I'm going to call it. You know, the people that were out here protesting, at times they had the upper hand. And the cops were fighting back. I'm telling you, it was like a WWE wrestling match. But once the cops figured out a way to get everybody boxed in, that's really when they started wreaking havoc, you know, on civilians. All they had to do was ask me to, you know, turn around, put your hands on the wall.
So what was it they just didn't want you to record?
I don't know what it is they wanted. When I approached the corner, a white shirt officer asked for he didn't ask. He demanded everyone leave the corner. If you, on 52nd Street, if you look to your right, you look to your left. You're coming up this way on 52nd Street. You look to your left. There was nothing but like a crowd. It looked like the Greek picnic. But they were throwing rocks, bats, bottles.
At the police.
Yes. So we definitely didn't want to walk that way. I tried to communicate with the officer and tell the officer, we all live on the block you all have blocked off. Mm-hmm. So we have to get past you in order for us to get home. Mm-hmm. You watch football? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when the teams are announced, they run out on the field. Yeah. That's exactly how they blitzed us last night on the corner. I mean, it was just like, you know. I'm just disappointed, to be honest with you. My wife and I, Blackwell Culture Alliance, we go to bat for Philadelphia police, mm-hmm. you know, as well as the community. We believe strongly that there has to be a relationship, a working relationship, even if it's just cordial. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to get along some way, somehow. We have to help each other some way, somehow. And last night did not help community relations with the Philadelphia Police Department.